Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
And live from Southern
Welcome out to Frickers. Jeff Bowman with you here. Replacing Ian again. He's out and about this week, but again, we're here at Frickers. Don't forget, $6.49 frickin' lunch combos. Always some great deals on there. Burgers, boneless wings, chicken strips, chicken chunks. Stacy's got a good-looking salad she had today, so come on out, enjoy it. And always, kids eat free all day, every day. So come on out and enjoy some great food and atmosphere out here at Frickers. But again, AC All Access Show, and we're going to jump right into things today. Talk with Joe Renfer, as Joe is on the men's golf team. Joe, good to have you in AC All Access.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, guys have been playing pretty well this season. I know it's a weird season for you guys because you jump in and go south, and you can only do so much on a simulator and everything else, and you get to jump in and go play those southern schools. And how is that? I know it's a little, baseball, they can get outside and play a little bit on the field and kind of simulate some games. I know it's a little tougher for you guys to get on a course, but to just kind of jump in a little bit cold. Is that a little bit different for you guys to start your season?
Yeah, it's kind of tough adjusting, especially because, even just the grass down there is different. So it's good to get some reps and seeing the ball flight outside before we come back here, but even that's a little different. We were kind of fortunate this year, though, with the weather. So we were able to get outside on the course probably 2-3 times before we went down south this year, which definitely helped a bit. But, yeah, it's kind of tough to adjust.
Yeah, because, you can watch a fly in a simulator and you're not quite sure.
It's weird.
It's kind of, your muscle memory and you can get the swing down, but you're really not sure of, okay.
You think you're swinging great, then you get down there and it's all over the place. Yeah.
This has been a 140 club when I've been on the machine.
Yeah.
And you get outside and you're going, oh, wait a minute. It's either flying 160 or it's going 120. You're going, wait a minute, what's happening here? So it is a little bit adjustment on there. But again, you guys started down in North Carolina, placed fourth in another 13-team tournament, fourth in a 10-team tournament. So rounding out this, coming up, got some stuff coming up with hosting, before you host the MIAA spring final at Legacy. So you guys do spring, you play some fall matches as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. So it's like a split season. So we have, I think, 6 total rounds of golf for conference. We play 4 in the fall and 2 in the spring. And it's just the total score of those 6 rounds. And whoever wins that wins the conference and goes to nationals. They changed it. Last year it was like the top 4 teams in the fall played in the spring, and then it was like a completely separate tournament. So you could win the conference and not go to nationals. But we changed that this year.
Well, and that's a nice thing about it, especially with golf, is, you can play a nice tournament against everybody all at once, and so that opens you guys up scheduling to kind of do some other things and be able to play some different courses, different teams. So
for sure.
Now you guys are playing. It's interesting because you're hosting the tournament at Legacy, but your home course right now is over in Tecumseh.
Yeah, so if you host the conference finals, it can't be at your home course. So Legacy is close enough where we can go practice and stuff, but you can't have it at your official home course.
That's just interesting.
Yeah, one of their rules.
That kind of defeats the purpose of having a home field advantage.
I know.
The other sports.
If it's just the regular MIAA round, you can, but if it's the final, you can't.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so you're a junior on team from Northville, and so how did you end up down at Adrian College, and what are you studying here?
I kind of just wanted the small school, and I really liked the facilities, and I liked the coach a lot. He ended up leaving, but I love Coach Greenwood now, so I ended up working out great. I'm studying exercise science, so I'm hoping to be a physical therapist. That's the plan right now.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So, one of those guys with golf, it's probably you started at a very young age. So did you start playing a lot of tournaments as a younger kid, or did you kind of not pick it up and still kind of just dinked around until high school.
Yeah, I kind of just had a really weird coming into golf. I started like right before my freshman year of high school. I was a competitive gymnast my entire life.
Oh, okay.
Got hurt pretty bad a couple times, so then I stopped that, and I don't know, just saw my dad play golf a couple times. I was like, hey, I'll try that, and then here we are.
So did you just have some friends that were on the team too that kind of coaxed you into it, or what really kind of got you out on the course?
I genuinely do not know. My dad a couple times went out and golf, and I was like, I'll try that, and then I always been able to hit it pretty far, so it was fun to just continue to do that, hit it harder and harder, and then got in front of my swing coach, and he's like, yeah, you got a lot of power. Let's make it work.
There you go. So worked your way up through high school then? I mean, obviously not starting until that time as a freshman. You probably weren't one of the top golfers early on.
No, somehow I made varsity as a freshman after playing for about 6 months, but it was bad. It was bad. I don't know. I always question the coach to this day. But, yeah, just worked my way up through high school, and then I played some junior golf between there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I guess, you know, you talk about hitting it far. Is that still one of the strong suits of your game?
For sure. For sure. Honestly, our team in general, me and another one of our players, hit it pretty far. But that's about all I got going for me, is hit the ball very far.
So what? I guess that was my next question. Then what's the biggest thing that you really need to work on?
I think for kind of everyone in general, if you want to score, it's got to be short game first. So it's really boring to work on. So it's kind of, you start working on that, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to the driving range. But I try to force myself into the short game putting as much as I can.
Yeah, that's around the green, that's for sure. You know, is where your scores come a lot better at. But you're averaging 76.5, so not too bad, especially on some courses that you're not as familiar with as well.
For sure, for sure.
What course have you liked the best, maybe in the MIAA, going somewhere and going, I like to play there?
Yeah, actually, we're very fortunate in the MIAA. We have some unreal golf courses. Hope's home course, Wuskewan Players Club, is genuinely one of the nicest courses I've ever played. I don't know how they get out there, but it is awesome. It is super exclusive, and we get the whole course to ourselves when we're out there, so it's really sweet.
Is it pretty wide open, or is it?
No. It's honestly one of the hardest courses we play in the conference. It's just, like, super-duper nice, so you can't not like it.
So what's it called again?
Wuskewan Players Club.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a lot of people have heard of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not something you even hear of.
But, yeah, those greens are lightning fast, but they're really, really, really nice.
Okay. So you're sitting in fourth right now between Hope, Trine, and Calvin. Are those the three that kind of you're always shooting for, or who's always the better team in the conference that everybody
for
is kind
sure.
of the targets on their back?
Basically, everyone's chasing down Hope right now, at least the last couple of years. Trine's usually around there. Calvin's usually around there. And then there's kind of a drop-off after us, but we were out of the race for the longest time, and then when my class came in, we started jumping up the rankings. So we're getting there, hopefully to make a push in the next year or so.
So who's some of the other guys on the team that are strong that you could mention?
Say it again?
Who's some of the other guys on the team that are strong that you could mention?
Oh, Hendrick DeCounting. He's usually our number one guy. He hits the ball a mile, and he's just a good golfer. We had a couple guys that used to hit the ball just a mile that graduated, but now we got all these, like, tiny freshmen that don't hit it as far, but they're good golfers, so I can't complain.
Yeah, you don't always have to, you know, I only started picking up the game a few years ago. I don't play very much at all, but we're playing in a league with some guys that are old that don't hit it far but hit it straight, and they beat everybody's butt.
It's always so frustrating when you, yeah. That's honestly, that's how a lot of Hope's team is they don't hit the ball far, but they don't really miss. So
yeah, that's
the really key. Frustrating.
Well, one thing, I know another part of this game especially that maybe you can talk to a little bit is the mental side. I mean, it's very important to kind of put that last shot behind you. How have you worked on your mental side of the game, and is that something that you've been strong with or struggled with?
I'd say I'm definitely working on it. It's been definitely a struggle this, like, this spring. I've some of the worst golf I've played in a while. Like, I played pretty decent in the fall, and the spring I've not been playing well. And I think a lot of it was kind of mental, just trying to balance school and golf and all this other stuff. So it's something I've been working on a lot, and I think I've got a lot better at it. But you got to just, like you said, leave the last shot behind and move on, because as soon as you start dragging it to the other holes, that's when you start shooting some bad numbers. So
yeah, when you start really looking at, okay, I've got to do this and this and this to
still
be,
pressing. Yeah, like, oh, I made bogey, now I got to go make birdie, and then you make a dumb mistake because you're forcing the error.
Yeah, you have to really kind of make sure you know where the heck you're at all times. So, again, you're wanting to be a physical therapist, and so what's the plan from there? Because I know that's not an easy task either.
No, it is extremely difficult, as I've come to realize. But right now I'm actually going to take a gap year, because you apply to PT school like a year ahead of what you're supposed to do for most other. So like if I was going to go to PT school right after I graduate, I'd have to apply this June. So I have a bunch of I have enough stuff to get into PT school, but my application isn't super strong yet. Like, you need a lot of observation hours. You need to take your GRE and get some sort of, community service hours, all that stuff. So I have that stuff, but it's not, a ton to put me, above everyone else. So I'm going to take a gap year, work on practicing for my GRE. I got an internship lined up, and so I'm kind of just building that up right now. That's the plan.
No, that's a good way to do it, then, instead of maybe trying to go into it where, okay, I'm average or where,
yeah, exactly.
You want to try to excel at it.
You get denied, and then you just like, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's a good way to do it. So, well, again, you got conference coming up. And hope, you head over there so you get to play that course you like.
Yeah.
Let's do well there and then come back and have a good time at the Legacy. So, again, Joe Renfer from the men's golf team, appreciate you coming in, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
No problem. We're going to take a time out, send it back to the studio as we're here at the Frickers for the AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers. Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers. Everyday values are at only one place.
And welcome back out to the AC All Access Show here at Frickers. Once again, come on out, $6.99 frickin' lunch combos. I told you the wrong price the first time. They've changed some menus up, and they haven't changed all of them. So they are $6.99. So come on out here, and weekly specials all the time as well. But we're going to talk a little figure skating now as we bring in Jacob Costello. Jacob, welcome him to the ACL Access Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you are on the figure skating team, and I guess I've seen some of the posts and some of the social media and some things like that. I did not realize that there was a men's side to it as well.
Yeah, so I started playing hockey when I was around 8 years old, and then I eventually kind of got bored of it and went to a figure skating show here in Adrian. So I picked up a love for it, and ever since I stepped on the ice. So Now, I believe I'm only the fourth male to ever skate on the Adrian College skating team.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Are you the only one right now?
I am currently the
only
one.
Okay. So, is there... I mean, I see that you were the national champion in the preliminary men's free skate event at the Excel event. So, is this one of the things? Are there a lot of men in it when you go to these events, or how is it? Is it broken down between the ladies and yourself?
It really just depends on what other teams register, like, and who they start. So, I typically do skate against other men, but if there are no other men, I will be mixed into the girls division.
Okay.
I believe it's at the novice or intermediate level that they'll split the men and the women up, but novice kind of sounds like a beginner level, but it is
right.
Actually a very high level in skating, so that'll be where they kind of take us apart.
Okay. So now I know I've spoken before with the skater, and a lot of them, they do a lot of the same routines, so you have to do some of the same routines as the ladies do then?
Absolutely. So the free skate event is the thing you would see in the Olympics most.
Okay.
So you're judged on your jumps, your spins, your technical, like, footwork element. And we have other events like pattern dance, where it's more technical and all that, or free dance, where you stay on the ice,
right.
You don't leave the ice. So yeah, so the free skate event is the more known event
okay.
in skating.
All right. So again, you went from hockey and transitioned into the figure skating. What's the best thing that you have realized transitioning over, or what is the thing that really kind of makes you that stuck with you that you wanted to be a figure skater?
I really love the performance aspect, and I've noticed when you just get out there and you have fun and you actually love what you're doing, then everybody else really picks up on that.
Right.
And it's a great feeling to make other people happy with your skating.
Yeah. So were you competing then prior to Adrian College?
Yep. I had a high school team my 3 years, so not my freshman year, but my sophomore, junior, senior year. And we had just two people on the team.
Was it a Tecumseh team or?
No, so it was like a Lenawee United
okay.
kind of team.
So gotcha.
We didn't have enough people in the area, like just in Tecumseh
right.
schools or Jackson schools anywhere. So they formed a United team, and it was me and a girl I grew up skating with here at Adrian.
Okay. Well, nice. I mean, you were at least able to find an outlet and find somewhere to be able to compete.
Absolutely.
So now you guys just got back from national championships in Lake Placid. As a team, you guys took fifth. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Overall, like, the season was such a great experience. We're one of the only teams where we have to compete amongst our teammates to get starts. So it was a huge honor as a freshman to have a start, especially in the free skate division and all of that. And we went to the Lake Placid Olympic Center, and it was absolutely great to see, like, all the history
right.
that is out there. And the team atmosphere is absolutely amazing. So just being supported by your teammates out there is one of the best feelings.
So then as far as having to compete to be able to be in the starting lineup then, so you guys have a large enough team where some of the other teams that you compete against
absolutely.
Don't have to worry. I mean, if they know they show up, they're gonna compete, where
absolutely.
You have to challenge, which, I mean, obviously – makes you better, because I mean, you have to compete with inside the rink to make sure you're good enough to be out there, so that competition already starts before you get to a competition.
Absolutely. And we took first place in the Midwest Conference, and we have these, like, competition sims at home where we all go out and do our program, whatever we want to, like, enter in to be considered for the competition. And then our coach weeds us out and figures out
right.
who's going to take the most team points and all of that. So it's a huge honor to even get to start at a competition.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking, too, before about how long some of these days are and how much you have to compete on a weekend.
Absolutely. So the Bronco Classic is one of our, like, staple competitions every year, and we spent about 24 hours there, and we'd find just about anywhere to sleep on the rink floor and the media box, anywhere we could.
Yeah, because you compete, and then everybody supports each other, so
yep.
you're around, and that's a big effort. But again, you know, you competed against some big schools. Does that get you at all when you're looking at, you know, the rosters and who you're competing against and go, holy cow, we're Adrian College, and these are Boston College or,
absolutely,
you know, these big Dartmouth. And so, you know, you Delaware. So is that daunting at all to you guys and going, wow, this is not.
It's extremely daunting, especially because the East Coast really dominates the figure skating aspect, especially in collegiate. So going up against, like, New York University, Boston University, Delaware, Dartmouth is very intimidating, but it's very rewarding when a tiny school from the Midwest takes,
right,
such a high place at Nationals.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot more opportunities to, you know, compete, practice, and things. I mean, you know, you look at the Olympics, and there's always, you know, some Midwest flair with some of the Ann Arbor, the Canton training, and, you know, Detroit. But it's still not a hugely popular sport where you can just walk into a rink and get trained the right way.
Definitely. So I grew up with my mother working at the Ann Arbor Ice Cube. So
okay,
they're one of the largest synchro programs and one of the first ever synchro programs. So the Midwest is definitely more known for our synchro,
right,
abilities. So it's nice that we could make a name for ourselves in the figure skating world.
Yeah, because for a lot of you, I mean, Pioneer and all the, you know, the Ann Arbor schools were,
yep,
able to compete at that level. So that gave them a little heads up on that. So is that something that you'd like to try to maybe get a little more down to the high school level here in Lenawee County? Because, you know, especially you being from here and having a harder time to try to find where you could compete when you're at the high school level?
Absolutely. So we have a Learn to Skate program that starts as soon as you're old enough to put on ice skates, you can come and join our Learn to Skate program. And I think in the last 10 years, we established like an actual figure skating club here at Adrian now. So we're getting there, but I definitely would like to see us move more forward in that direction to get the younger people on the ice here.
Yeah.
Start their love for it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you look, I mean, it took Lenawee United for hockey to be able to do it, just, you know, because you only have a handful in each of the schools to be able to do it. So, yeah, if we could get the figure skating side at that, where at least you could have enough to compete, that'd be something nice. So what are you studying here at Adrian College?
I am a criminal justice pre-law major,
okay,
with a psychology minor.
All right. Ooh, that's so what do you think you want to do with that then?
I definitely want to go to law school.
Okay.
That's my main goal. University of Michigan would be great, but keeping my options open.
Yeah, you always have to. So was figure skating the reason you came here to Adrian College?
The biggest reason, definitely. But obviously the small class size, local campus. I live only about 30 minutes away. So.
Okay. So now with that the where you're going degree-wise, is that something so you can pre-law? What are you going to graduate with an undergrad then?
It would be a criminal justice major and then the psych minor, but we,
okay,
have, like, tracks in criminal justice, so we have law and judiciary, and then we have corrections and law enforcement. So
interesting, the psych side of it. That's why I didn't know maybe if you're going to try to be, you know, somewhere FBI-ish or something to try,
yeah,
to with that side, or how does the psych get in there for you?
I did not have a minor declared when I got here, and then I started taking more like sociology classes, psych classes, and I just really have a love for it. So
okay,
I think that's where that comes in.
Well, I think it definitely, you know, being as a lawyer and being having that side of it behind you with some of the, you know, thinking of the minds of maybe where you're at when you're
absolutely
in the courtroom or whatever, to give you an idea about that. So, you got three more years then of skating. Are you out trying to recruit some more guys on the team?
Yeah, we're definitely open to it. There's not very many anymore. And so it's definitely an option. We're trying to recruit just about anybody we can get. So,
well, that's partly one you can do too as a job as a student is trying,
yeah,
to get out there. But so how many people do you have on the team?
Oh, I lose count, but I think there's 30 to 40 people on the team.
Okay, so how many compete on a weekend then? Right, where you're saying you have to challenge for it?
Yeah, so per competition, we get 30 starts.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily mean 30 different people. We have a lot of people that compete in different events.
Okay.
And so maybe two or three events some people will do. So it just depends on who's the most fit to get the most points right. at the time. So.
All right, there you go. We're listening to AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman with you here, and we're speaking with Jacob Costello, on freshman from Tecumseh, on the figure skating team. So how many would you usually do on a weekend then, events?
It depends. I am definitely a free skate centered person, so
okay.
But we also have like a team maneuver event where it's kind of like we all stand on the boards and you call out an element. We'll go out and see whoever does the best element between the teams.
Oh, really? So
you gotta... So I've done both team maneuver and the free skate.
You get called out on it. Hey,
yeah,
get over here and see if you can. That's kind of neat, though. Kind of.
Yeah.
The challenge like that, especially because you don't know if you're going to get that call of what. Maneuver that, so
yep.
You got to be ready for it at all times.
Absolutely.
That's interesting, and I definitely want to get out to one because I'm intrigued every time I talk with somebody from the team to try to figure out what's going on with it. So, well, again, I appreciate you coming in, and you know, good luck the next 3 years in skating and also on the school side. I appreciate your time. Jacob Costello, once again, a freshman figure skater from Tecumseh, and we're going to take a time out, and we're going to move into the women's lacrosse realm after this as we get back with more AC All Access here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5 The Cave.
This is Jim Hilton, and I'm thrilled to announce that I'm back on the corner of 52 and 12 at Chevrolet of Clinton. Whether you're looking for your next car, truck, or SUV, or just want to say hi, I'm here to serve you with a smile. Swing by today and let's make some magic happen and kickstart my return by getting you in a new Silverado for up to $5,000 off or 0.9% interest. Yeah, I'm sure that's right, 0.9% on a new Silverado from Chevrolet of Clinton.
If you're a veteran or a veteran surviving spouse, you need to know if you're eligible for VA pension benefits and with the special monthly allowance of aid and attendance. The Lenawee County Department of Veterans Affairs would like you to know that VA pension benefits are available to some wartime veterans and their survivors. For assistance in seeking VA pension benefits and navigating through all the required forms and documents, please contact the Lenawee County Department of Veterans Affairs at 264-5335. We invest in our veterans as they are the heroes in our county.
In life, every detail matters, especially when honoring a memory of a loved one. At Mary Monuments, a division of Anderson Mary Funeral Homes, we understand the significance of choosing the right monument. It's not just a stone, but a lasting tribute. At Mary Monuments, we offer personalized service, guiding you through every step with compassion and care. So contact me, Terry Camp, at Mary Monuments, a division of Anderson Mary Funeral Homes, in Adrian, for an appointment today.
Life is full of many unexpected twists and turns, as well as bumps in the road. If your bump in the road is an unexpected need to replace your furnace or air conditioning system, we can help to smooth out those bumps. Hi, I'm Kevin Shoemaker. With our experience in Bryan Equipment, we'll provide a smooth path to comfort and efficiency. We also have financing available. By the way, that bump in the road could save you hundreds on your annual utility bill. Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing in Bryan, doing whatever it takes. 263-9940.
And welcome back out to Frickers AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Once again, I'm Jeff Bowman with you here out at Frickers. Stacy and Pranger here. We got Prang going to give us a little rundown of all kinds of things. Adrian College in a bit. Stacy just eating lunch and just hanging out. John back at the studio. Thank you very much, John. Well, we're going to talk again some women's lacrosse. Olivia Gedman with us, and she's a junior from Waterville, Ohio, that's on the women's lacrosse team, and coming in with it's a cast, but it's something that can come off, so making life easier. But she's playing hurt, so. Welcome in, Olivia.
Thank you.
So what did you do to yourself?
Well, the first semester, or the first game of the season, I broke my thumb. And then I was out for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then we decided that I was just going to play in a splint. So like, it's just like a hard splint. And I just tape it. And then in practice last Wednesday, I got slashed and broke it again. So
okay.
Back in the cast and back in the splint.
So can you take it off the play? Or
yeah, so I'll take this off and then just tape like a splint on.
Is it hard to hang onto the stick that way, though?
Yeah, it was an adjustment for sure, but not the first time, so getting used to it again.
All right, playing hurt. We like it. Well, and I guess so, you were the MIAA Defensive Player of the Week last week as well. So you get 7 cause turnovers, 7 ground balls, so 9 games, 9 starts, 1 goal, 1 assist. So 31 ground balls, 23 cause turnovers. So you're doing pretty good on the defensive side, sounds like.
Yeah.
So what is what makes you a good defender? I'll make you speak.
I don't know. I started playing lacrosse like literally my senior year of high school. So I grew up playing soccer, and I think with the soccer background, I learned a lot of like footwork and stuff like that. So kind of adjusting, just picking up a stick and using that, but like still having that footwork and that fundamentals. I think that helps. And I watch a lot of film, and kind of my biggest thing is my IQ. So knowing, I think, what the girls are going to do before they do it. And I think that kind of helps, especially with like my CTOs, is just like reading when that girl's going to make that pass and kind of just getting my stick in front of it so that she can't make that pass. I think that's probably the two biggest things.
Well, and so for you not playing until late in high school and for you to be able to pick up and grasp the game so well, is that because a lot of film study, or I mean, what really is, did a lot of it just kind of come natural to you when you started playing the game?
Yeah, I think a lot of it just kind of just happened. It kind of just came natural. Once I decided to come to Adrian, once I got like access to film, I watched a lot of my film and like team film, and just kind of studying what other girls do to kind of focus on what I'm trying to do.
So did you, when, you know, you decided to pick it up in high school, is it something that just started that year, or you had it at your school and you didn't play it until then?
Anthony Wayne's program is where I went to high school. It was very new. One of the girls that I grew up playing soccer with was on the team, and she pretty much was like begging me. She's like, please just play, just play. So obviously my junior year was COVID, so like we didn't really get a season, so we were just kind of like having practices but not really, so just kind of like learning how to use a lacrosse stick. And then my senior year, we kind of hit the ground running, and I just kind of figured it out as I went.
There you go. Well, the one thing different, you know, with the women's and men's is, you know, the men's defense, you know, you got the long sticks and the short end, but you guys are all the same. Is that, do you think, advantageous for you, or is that a detriment for the girls' game compared to the guys' game on that side of it?
Don't get me started on that.
Well, that's what we're here for.
I think for me to pick it up wise, it was easier because it was a lot of like watching when the attack girls were like driving on me or like trying to dodge. It was a lot of watching their hips and their feet. So I think that was easier for me to pick up. But I personally would rather play men's lacrosse than women's lacrosse. But that's just because it's mostly non-contact.
Right.
So we have to be very careful on what we're doing and like can't get in the way of girls shooting. And it's kind of dumb. But
well, I think that there is a little bit of that. I mean, that there's always going to be contact. I mean, mm-hmm. there has to be. And I think that, yes, you understand the fact that maybe you don't want people running people over like you do in some of the guys. But at the same time, it'd be nice to be able to once in a while be able to get a little bit more, in there and cause some havoc to make a shot.
Yeah.
Do you have different officials that will let you play a little more aggressive than others?
Yeah, so this year the NCAA decided to introduce, like, green cards. So in between the 30 and the 30, which is our restraining lines, they were very strict on contact there the first, like, 2 games. And then we haven't really seen any green cards since. I think that was one of the biggest things from going to soccer and to lacrosse. Like, you can travel, and lacrosse is different everywhere. So, like, the refs very much determine how you play the game.
Right.
And so it really does, like, we talk about in huddles pre-game, and we're like, well, we don't know what the refs are going to do, so we're kind of have to feel it out the first 10 minutes to see what they're going to call and what they're not. So it does very much depend on the officials, and it can be obnoxious sometimes. But
well, yeah, I mean, you're forced to play their game, obviously, and I think that's part of it. Is when I hate it when officials make them part of the game, and that's the bad thing about it. But it is interesting, though, sometimes when you have new rule changes or things that they make as a point of contention to, as you said, the green cards early on. Okay, I'm going to make it do some of these calls to make sure you're doing it, and then they just kind of let it go back. But you watch when if tournament time though, they'll probably start calling it again just because they want to make sure it's out there.
Yeah.
But
Very strange. This is the first sport that I've seen that it can, like, you can play a completely different game each time you show up.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Now, one goal and one assist, so definitely more of the defensive side, not very offensive-minded defensive player.
No, I think my biggest thing is stopping, obviously, them from scoring, and then I play a big part in our transition, so running the ball up, just using my feet to get across that second 30, and then I pass the ball up. I do not trust myself trying to score. That's for my attack. I just kind of leave it to them. I just get it out of our half so they can't score.
So they can't score. That's one way to look at it, just make sure. Yeah. If it's over there, they can't score.
Yep, not my problem.
Over here. Wow. But so you guys are 5-6 on the year. You got your first conference win last weekend, beating St. Mary's on the road. In double overtime, 12-11. So that's a good win. You played against Calvin, lost a tough one there. But so your next game Saturday at home against Albion, senior day. How many seniors do you have on the team? Do you know?
We have three. Technically, I only think one is graduating. The other two are taking fifth years. So, yep, three in total.
Okay. So Anthony Wayne, not too far away. How did you end up here at Adrian College?
It was kind of luck of the draw. I was my junior year. I had no idea where I wanted to go. I know I didn't want to go to a big school. Too many people. I didn't want to just be like a number.
Mm-hmm.
So me and one of my high school friends just kind of drove around to all the local schools, and I reached on, like, came on Adrian's campus, and I was like, wow, this is really pretty, and I wanted to kind of see it. So kind of set up my visit and everything. I wanted to fall in love with the school first before I fell in love with the sport, because just in case anything happened where I didn't continue to play,
right,
that I would still love where I was at. So that was kind of my biggest thing, is I decided I wanted to come to Adrian before I decided I wanted to play any sports. And then I got in contact with Brett Asher, who was the coach 3 years ago, who is the husband of my coach now,
right.
And kind of just lucked out. And he's like, you have the potential. And he just gave me the chance. And I've been able to grow my game, grow my knowledge, and just kind of run with it since I got here.
So obviously you said you played soccer too. Are those the only two, or did you play another sport as well?
I played softball growing up. My mom played softball throughout high school. She was like, just kind of try it out. And then we got to the point where it was softball or soccer, and I chose soccer all the way up until my senior year. And once I found lacrosse, there was no turning back.
So you didn't play soccer after that?
I played soccer my senior spring, I think. So I was doing both, kind of lacrosse and soccer. And then after, I was going to come play in college. I just decided that I wanted to focus on lacrosse and grow that side of the game.
So was that a tough choice at that point, though? I mean, because you could have played soccer as well.
Yeah. It was, I mean, soccer was everything I ever knew. It was how I met the people I have in my life. Like, it was everything I knew. So giving that up was kind of, it was tough, but I think it was what was best for me at the time. And I could find a new game and new passion to love. And I think that's what I needed at that point in my life.
Nice. So that's a good way to look at it, too. Again, listen to AC All Access show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. And we're talking again with Olivia Gedman from the women's lacrosse team. And so what are you studying here? And what are your course and plan of action afterwards?
So I am a social work major.
Okay.
So after I graduate from Adrian, I want to go to grad school, obviously, and want to go to law school too. A big stretch, but I want to do the law side of social work. So kind of getting my master's in social work and then going to get my law degree and then kind of figuring out what opportunities I have outside of Adrian and, like, trying to figure out what I want to do.
Okay. Well, my daughter was texting because she was asking my daughter, she got her master's in social work. So
yeah.
She's in that field. So, it's a tough one. A lot of different avenues of that, though. That's for darn sure. So, well, who's the biggest rival and who's the team out there to beat usually in the MIAA?
It's tough. I don't think we have one necessary opponent. We've obviously been the underdogs the past couple of years, and I think with the new coaching staff, and we've got a lot of passion, so we want to beat everybody. There's not one right. team that like we want to beat, and I think beating St. Mary's is one step in the right direction, and we have so much more to do and so much more we want to accomplish. So next year we want to beat them all.
Does that something, because of you haven't had the success when you come in, do you feel that sometimes these teams take you lighter than they should?
Yeah, I think one of the things we talk about pregame is it makes us hungry. Like, we've got nothing to lose. There is nothing. There's, as bad as it sounds, there was nobody ranked lower than us.
Right.
So, like, we have a point to prove. We want to show the MIAA that we're not just some team that you can walk all over. And I think it makes us more hungry. It gives us more drive. Like, we want to win, and we're putting in the work to go and do that.
Well, again, you get the win there, and then, you know, Calvin, you know, 15-10, but definitely a good showing there. And I think, you know, you've got to walk before you can, you know, run and crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're getting to that point where, you know, maybe you're getting yourself on the radar a little bit to let these teams know, yeah. all right, this Adrian's a team that they have to contend with. So is there a lot of, you know, inexperience isn't probably the right word, but as far as more girls like you on the team that really have not played a ton of lacrosse coming into it, and they're all trying to learn and get better just like you are.
Yeah, we've got a lot of dual sporters. We have three ACHA D1 girls okay. that are on our team that joined, I think, end of my freshman year. So they two of them never picked up a stick before, and now two of them are starters for us. We've also got we've got two rowers.
Okay.
And just a bunch of girls that, like me, came in even later than I did. And for me at least, it opened up an opportunity to learn. And I think that's what all these girls that are on our team want to do, is they just want to learn. They want to get better. And I personally think it's a positive for us, because they're not content with their game. They're
right.
not comfortable with how they play. So just like having them have that drive to get better and want to learn the game.
Well, and I think by looking at that, it's competitive athletes that want to get better and do it. But I think, you know, probably the little bit of being hamstrung on that is, you know, you've talked about picking up the game and having the IQ where, you know, sometimes to be able to win and be able to do those little things and get you over the hump is being a little smarter than somebody. So they're probably still in that process of trying to get their game IQ down.
Yeah, I think we do. We do a lot of film. I'm the one on the bus that's like, let's watch film. So I think that's the biggest thing for me, is like, film helps. You can see what you're doing wrong, what you need to improve on. And I think they're all watching film, improving their game. We stay after practice, work on our shots, like all of that stuff, just putting in that extra work. And some teams might not have to do that, but I think we're hungry for it, and the girls want to get better.
Well, you can learn so much from it. I mean,
yeah.
you know, good and bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes you hear a criticism and maybe you don't want to own up to it, but when you watch it,
yeah.
you go, oh, now I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, but you can't deny it.
No, you can't. But I mean, sometimes I think when people tell you something, you're like, no, that's what I was doing. And then when you look at it, you go, maybe I wasn't. I
yeah.
could do this a little differently. And so, and I think for young, you know, young athletes in that sport, I think, yeah, film is great, because it really, it film does not lie. And
yeah.
so, you know, it opens up eyes and go, okay, now I understand. And,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's easier to teach, because a coach can tell you all day long, do this and do this. And until you actually see it done and done right,
yeah.
then, you know, it sometimes it doesn't open your eyes up. So,
yeah.
Well, good for you that you're doing that and trying to make the team better because of it. So, well, again, Olivia, we appreciate your time in this morning. Good luck the rest of the way. Got Alma on the road Wednesday and Kalamazoo at home next Saturday too. So so good luck in on your studies as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, once again, that's Olivia Gedman from the women's lacrosse team. We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back and talk with Mike Prang, the SID, when we get back here with more on the AC All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Whether you're in the mood for baseball, softball, women's lacrosse, women's rugby, or men's volleyball, Adrian College has it all on campus this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
In AC sports for this weekend, you can choose from women's rugby, men's lacrosse, baseball, and softball, all happening on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Back out to Frickers, your AC All Access show, $6.99 for your frickin' lunch combos. Prang had the burger today.
It was good.
Looked good. Looked good. I had already had some lunch at home earlier, so I don't like eating while I'm out here. It's hard to do. So, big time around AC as far as sports go. It's kind of that weird time because classes are not too much longer, but yet some of the sports are really ramping up for some of the conference chase and further going on. So, you know, students want to be here after school. So they want to be kind of the only guys on campus. That means they're still playing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they enjoy that more because they don't have to worry about their classes then once it's over.
Right.
It's, you know, I just wake up, I have my breakfast, and I go work out or I go to practice or I go to my game. It kind of, you know, when I was in college, I played baseball, and I felt that, like, that time of the year just kind of made you feel more like a professional athlete.
Right.
Like, this is what these guys do. They get up, they work out, they go to practice, and they go home. Like,
so what's the big thing going on? Talking about a little overall sports update. So what do we want to chat about?
Yeah, I mean, baseball and softball are doing well. Rainey is coming up on another milestone. He's
what's the next one?
He's 3 wins away from 800 career wins.
Wow.
So, we haven't talked about it around him, so if he's listening, that's the first time he's heard it from me. But
sorry, Craig. Craig, he'd be just like AJ when we first on here. I don't want to know my stats.
It's also Rainey's birthday today, too.
Oh, so. Well, happy birthday, Craig, if you are listening.
There you go.
So, Ivan.
But yeah, so 800 career wins for him is going to be exciting once that time comes. We're dealing a little situation with our Alma series. I mean, there was a mix-up in the rule on both sides, so it was suspended. But we played too many innings. Like, it was so the MIAA has a rule where on your doubleheader for baseball, if your first game goes extra innings, the second game is 7 innings long.
Okay.
And the first game of the day went extras. We lost in extras. And then the second game, we didn't realize that we were supposed to stop after the 7th inning.
Gotcha.
So we ended up playing. We were winning through 7, and we ended up playing more innings, and Alma tied it. And
right.
We're now in extra innings. But it got called because of darkness.
Yeah.
So there's a situation there, like, wait a minute.
We should have won because it's after 7.
We should have won that game. So, and it's not the way we want to
right.
win it, but I mean, that's with our success in baseball, and Alma's been on their way up. Like, that's a big game to determine, yeah. You know, some tiebreakers later once we get to conference tournament time. So we're waiting on the official ruling from the conference. And
so do you play 7 and then 9 or 7 and 7?
Every game is 9.
Okay.
And then the only time 7 comes in is if your first game of the doubleheader goes into extras.
Gotcha.
So that's when you'll play 7.
Okay.
But otherwise, every conference game is a 9-inning game.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So, but if the conference rules that as a win for us, then
you'll take it.
Rainey's got 2 more that he's got to worry about. So.
Right. Now, I know Ian and I were talking a little bit yesterday about the women's team, just because Tryon got swept by Calvin, I believe it was.
Yes.
And we swept Calvin. So,
yeah.
You know, Tryon with a couple losses out there. So, I was talking about how the MIAA conference tournament could be very interesting in women's softball for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And Tryon was the number one team in the conference as they were undefeated, and then they lost to Calvin. So now they got 2 losses. They dropped to number 4 in the country. You know, Calvin's ranked, I think, 23rd or 24th, and we shouldn't be too far behind and all that. But we need some help because
right.
With Tryon sweeping us, Tryon right now has the tiebreaker over
right.
us. So we need some help and hope Tryon can drop another game and we take care of business and win out. So,
because the top team gets to host, correct?
Correct. Yeah, in softball, the top team will get all the games, host every single
right.
game. And then in baseball, the first round, the 1 seed hosts their game, the 2 seed hosts their game. And then Friday, Saturday, everyone will go to the number 1
right.
seed.
So now where's baseball sitting right now then, too, with that?
Baseball's sitting in second place right now
okay.
behind Hope. We have a tough 3-game series with Hope next weekend. That's always been a battle. I think Hope's like 10-2 in the MIAA. We're 8-3, something like that, 8-3, 9-3. So, yeah, it's a battle, and next weekend's definitely what's going to help determine it. And, I mean, we still need to take care of business. We got Calvin this weekend, and yeah.
Now I know it's a big weekend around the football field on Saturday as well.
Yes, lacrosse games are home, and it's senior day for women's lacrosse. So they're still going. Women's lacrosse, you know, we've been struggling the last couple of years, but you know we got our first conference win
yeah.
in 3 seasons the other day, and we have Alma on our schedule, which we could be able to sneak one from Alma. And I know our coach Amanda Asher was confident about maybe sneaking one from Albion, who we have Saturday. So, you know, we might find ourselves in a spot wherever we're on the bubble of making the tournament.
Nice.
And, you know, I think the men should. The men's been the 3 seeds the last 2 years. You know, they picked up a big win against Kalamazoo last night. So, yeah, that's another team that's looking to stay
right.
around past classes.
But speaking with actually mentioning football, though, they have a spring participation this weekend?
I believe something like that,
okay.
yes.
It's not a public thing then?
Not really, because
okay.
they're non-traditional
right.
season. But yeah, so that's kind of like where things get tough, because it's also, you know, when you're non-traditional, there's rules on how much contact you can give
right.
and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I really don't know how the spring stuff works for football.
Yeah, it is a little different. It's not like, you know, with the Big Ten and their spring game being on TV and all that
yeah.
kind of stuff. But tracked, I mean, you've seen some highlights and some different things, too, with that, with men's and women's track going on, too. And so there's always a few standout athletes that get to go to, you know, the Nationals and that. So is there anybody that we want to really mention there that's kind of standing out above others?
Yeah, I think Emmy Coots again. I mean, she was competing in the indoor nationals. She's just doing her thing, and she's towards the top. You know, Theo Shepherd is another one of our jumpers on the men's side that, you know, he's had success. Last season he competed in the indoor nationals. Didn't make it this year, but he's still solid. And then we had Michael Wright on a couple weeks ago on this show that, you know, he's a freshman that he's putting up some solid numbers. So there are, you know, a few that are borderline and try to crack into that top 16.
Right.
Top 20, I think it may be, to get to nationals in South Carolina.
Okay. Now the MIAA, when are the MIAA championships. Is that coming up soon?
At the end of the month.
Okay.
Something like that. But, right. Yeah, they're actually competing in two different events this weekend. Half the group's going to Ohio Northern, and another half is going to Hillsdale.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It is nice to look at. I mean, even on the indoor side, too, especially with track, because you can do a lot of splitting up like that and kind of go on your own and do different events. But, you know, Hillsdale's always got such a great thing. Mm-hmm. You know, Grand Valley with their indoor and stuff like that, that this area, you don't have to travel too far to be able to really compete against some pretty good opponents.
Yeah, exactly. Tiffin right. always puts on a good event. Heidelberg does here and there. So, yeah, like we don't travel too far for our events. And, I mean, we'll go for, like, the last chance qualifiers right. for those few individuals are a little further away. Like, I know Mount Union hosts one, and they're three and a half yeah. hours from us. So, but, yeah, like, we're lucky we're kind of centrally located and in a place where we can go and compete at a good facility
right.
and have a lot of competition around us.
So this summer, too, is always a big time getting recruits on campus and bringing in, especially with you know, with really not a scholarship program as far as D3 goes for athletic scholarship. A lot of it is really working on academic and that, and so bringing in kids. And I know this is always a kind of a big time of year bringing guys in and really showcasing the campus, too.
Yeah, definitely. And once it gets warm out, our campus just gets more and more beautiful.
Yeah.
We always hold a few campus beautification days where we get everyone involved, get some a little bit of community service work, and then it also, you know, picking up trash, helping plant flowers, all that kind of stuff. I mean, right now the big preparations for graduation
yeah.
and all that. But
when is graduation?
I believe it's the 6th of May, whatever
okay.
that Sunday is.
Yeah, so. Coming up soon.
So, yeah, it's coming. Yeah, I mean, just busy time on campus as always, and we have our ACES Awards show tonight
at oh, is that
Dawson
tonight?
Auditorium,
okay.
and then we have our spring concert tomorrow.
Who's in the concert? I didn't even...
I forget at the top of my head.
Okay.
So if it's not sports, I don't know much.
That's always a big weekend then, with the ACES and then the
yeah.
concert.
And
so.
Then on Saturday, men's and women's NCAA hockey hosts their big fundraiser, their reverse raffle at the Arrington Ice Arena, so
okay.
that's always a fun event for them and everyone involved. So
when do they melt that stuff?
It came out at the beginning of this month.
Oh, did it? Okay.
So yeah, it's just all concrete now, and it'll go back in sometime over the summer.
Okay.
So
May 5th. The 5th is a Sunday. So
there you go. That's when graduation
yes,
is.
Yes, double checking to make sure we're not giving wrong advice out there to anybody. So, but. Again, this is a busy time for you. I know there's so many sports going on that you're always trying to chase. And, you know, I know you as the SID rely so much on students as well to be able to be at events, make sure they're covering things and doing, you know, some of the scoreboards and keeping up some stats
yeah.
and that. So that's a tough job for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm happy that I have two assistants with me right now. Jonathan Duvall, former basketball player, so he's kind of in charge of half the sports. I got the other half, and then we have a graduate assistant, Tyler Fife, that's been helping out. So they're able to be in places, and then I have my student staff of about five that are very, very committed, very loyal to the department and everything. So I'm never worried about someone not showing up
yeah.
to work or anything. And
That's good.
I know.
That's good. All right. Well, Mike, I appreciate your help as always. You know, when Ian's gone, I'd appreciate this these little notes that you have for me to make it easier to interview some of the athletes. So thank you very much to that. Thank you very much for Frickers. Don't forget, come on out, get some great freaking lunch combos as always. And there's always different specials going on as well, whether it's eat or drink. So come on out and enjoy what Frickers has to offer. Thanks to our guests today, as we had Joe Renfer from the golf team, Jacob Costello from the figure skating, Olivia Gedman, women's lacrosse, and again, the SID here, Mike Prank. Thanks to John back at the studio, and we're going to send it back to him. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Whether you're in the mood for baseball, softball, women's lacrosse, women's rugby, or men's volleyball, Adrian College has it all on campus this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
In AC sports for this weekend, you can choose from women's rugby, men's lacrosse, baseball, and softball, all happening on the Adrian College campus.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.